Hello and welcome back to the podcast Discipleship in Challenging Times. My name is Peter Morden and I'm team leader at Cornerstone Baptist Church in Leeds. Today it is the 100th episode of these podcasts. I am absolutely amazed that we have reached this point and that people are still listening, so thank you. In some ways, of course, it's a little bit sad because the reason that these started was COVID-19, it was lockdown, and we are still feeling the effects of that 100 days on. And so as part of the reflection today, we're really going to pray into the continuing situation. But it's also been a wonderful joy to be able to read God's word, to pray, to share these thoughts with you. And so as a one-off, we're going to look today at the great and wonderful psalm of praise that is Psalm 100. And we're also going to have something slightly different, and that as part of the reflection today, we're going to have a song of praise and worship from Ed and Sophie Borrett. Let's begin with a word of prayer before I read Psalm 100. Shout for joy to the Lord. Lord, we do want to praise you for your word, praise you for the power of the Spirit, praise you that you are a speaking God, that you reach out to us, that you call us into relationship with you. Lord, our hearts are full as we think about these things. Fill us with joy today, but also that spirit of prayer that wants to intercede for our churches, our friends and family, for our nation. Be with us, O Lord, during this time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Psalm 100. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. A brief thought today, thinking especially about verse 5. The Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Our God is a good and gracious God. He really is. He is faithful to us through all the twists and turns of life. As a word of testimony, I want to say that God has been faithful to me, that God has been good to me, that God's love has been strong and sure to me every day. And of course, that doesn't mean that things haven't gone wrong. And as I've said previously, those who have been so close to me have died. I've known times of depression. I've known sadness in my life. There are things that I have prayed for, and God has not answered those prayers in the way that I expected and hoped. I have questions that are left hanging. I suspect that many of you have similar experiences. But I hope and pray that you can join with me in saying the Lord is good and his love endures forever. The Lord is faithful. For I also know times in my life where God has come and answered prayer in the most amazing, spectacular ways and has transformed a situation, perhaps taking me out of a situation, perhaps giving me something new. And for sure, I know that there have been times in the darkest valley where God has been with me. Sometimes I haven't always recognized his presence and his leading at the time, but I know looking back that he has been there and that he has overruled for me and he has sustained me. And what about this time of coronavirus, COVID-19? What about this time of lockdown? What about this time when jobs are threatened, when livelihoods are at stake, when people are unwell, when people die, when the virus is worse for those who are poor, when statistically we see that black people, that people from other minority ethnic groups are more vulnerable to what is happening, this injustice, this sadness, this difficulty, can we still say that God is good, that his love endures forever, that his faithfulness continues? I want to say this pastorally and carefully, but I believe that we can. Because God is still good. God is a God of justice. God will do right. He will prove himself to be faithful. Turn to him now and receive his faithfulness, receive his love, and know that for you, his goodness will endure forever. Just before Ed and Sophie come on with this song of praise and worship, we pray together. Thank you, Lord, that we can be a people of praise and thanksgiving because you are good and your love endures forever. Thank you that we've reached 100 in these podcasts, and we pray that you will be with us as we journey on into the future. And we do pray for our world today. We lift before you our workplaces, our neighbourhoods and our homes. We lift before you those who are sick, those perhaps who have experienced COVID-19 and have been affected. They're recovering, but they're not fully recovered yet. Lord, speed their recovery, we pray. Bring complete healing into their lives. Bring healing into our own lives, if that's necessary for us. And bring spiritual healing to our land. May there be a great and mighty turning to you. May others know, others who are yet to be part of your people, may they know that in Jesus you are good, your love endures forever, and your faithfulness is there for them. Lord, we praise you and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh, we look to the sun, set our eyes on our Savior, see the image of love, sing his praises forever. Oh, we look to the sun. Salvation tearing through the dead of night. See the kingdom burst into colors at the speed of light. Freedom shaking up the atmosphere. As the shadows fade into nothing as the day appears. Beyond the skies above, love reaching out for us. The everlasting one, Jesus our God. Oh, we look to the sun, set our eyes on our Savior. See the image of love, sing his praises forever. To the sun. anticipation, waking up to kingdom come. See the hope of heaven shining like the rising sun. Now forever lifted up from death to life. There's no fear in love and no darkness in his endless light. Beyond the skies above, love reaching out for us. The everlasting one, Jesus our God. Oh, we look to the sun.